everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. Today, Boo and I are going to tackle with full spoilers in case you didn't guess from what the title is going to be, because we're speaking from the past for the future or something like that. Void Rivals number 18 with the spoilers. So welcome everyone, and welcome Boo from the AxelonUnderground.com.
Howdy.
Yeah. So this issue just dropped today. I had to get to the local comic shop and get myself a copy because I feel like these books are coming out in a nice, staggered, way. Except for like the last time we had Transformers and Void Rivals come out at the same time. So
Yeah,
I kind
it's
of
interesting because when they had four books, you'd get one each week. And now we got three books, and yeah, they jump it around a little bit.
And now you got freaking G.I. Joe putting in Transformers also. And if you don't know what that's about, check out the last issue, which is G.I. Joe number six, or last episode. With spoilers. Once again, old Coco doing his thing, which
Yeah,
I that is the funniest nickname, by the way, for anyone calling him Cobra Commander. I didn't realize the G.I. Joe fan base loves calling him Coco, and it just throws me
I've
every
not
time.
encountered that, but that works.
It's it, it yeah, it freaking works. Okay, well, man, right now we're getting we'll immediately go to where you're seeing the trial for Premier Zalilak. Is it Zalilak?
Yes, Zillowak.
Yeah, so like he's going through his trials to be to rise to ascend to the leadership of the Zotarans. Man,
Zotonians.
Zetonians. God, I almost
Yes.
got it.
Well, I really want a pronunciation guide for this comic.
God, yes. He Google Translate be like Zetonians.
Right?
But do we have that? Well, they're still they're laying the groundwork for for Zeta, which is really cool, and or that well sorry Zerda.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're he's going through his trials. He's saying like I don't have anything else I can give. She's like, oh no, there's much more you can give, and he's like, oh, I'm focused. Oh, you'll need to be. And then it goes fast forwards to him doing the barbarian swing with his the huge cool looking axe, by the way.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're talking about this potential that was so wasted over so many years. So that's interesting too.
Well, I think that's about how they're working to keep unity from occurring.
Yes.
So I think maybe they're forging him into a force towards unity now, or at
Yeah.
least as something to use for their final battle that is apparently upcoming.
Yeah, unfortunately though, next we get to Proximus, who is walking right into the throne room, and they're all he's like, look, step away from the throne, I won't ask again, and they're like, yeah, man, sure, you got it.
Dude, he says my
My
throne.
throne, yes. And
So
then he's just like casts his hand up, it's like, leave us.
he's taking charge.
Yeah, and him and his squire, Tulum, right? He's like,
Yeah.
yeah. Ultum, not Tulum. Yeah,
Ultim, yeah.
Ultum, yeah. And he's like, what do we do now? And he's like, now we finally rest. He's
Yeah.
like Conan on his mystical throne that he's going for.
Oh yeah, he's totally got a Conan pose
The
there.
pose and everything, yeah.
And
So
it's almost like a biblical reference there, on
kind
the
of is
seventh
it?
day God rested. Well,
Proximus rests
yeah.
on this day of unity. And then we go to Agoria, which the well is it, there are the Argonians, right? On Agoria?
Agorians.
Agorians. See, every time I need to go have my own little guy like a
You
notepad
need a
out
cheat
here.
sheet, yeah.
Yeah, pretty
Well,
much.
it's because the words are close to words we're familiar with,
Yeah, what
like
is Argonian?
Argonian, from Elder Scrolls,
That's
and
what
you've
that
got,
is.
yeah,
Can't say the
that's what your
Argonians.
brain's wanting. It's, muscle memory.
Dang Argonians and their lizard scaly cells. I don't trust any of them.
Lizard, don't trust a lizard with boobs.
No, man. Fishes with tail is not trusted by me. What is it?
Yeah.
That's a whole other tangent. This is a lot going to go into this, so we're gonna get right back to it. And
Yeah,
first of
let's
all,
not run off onto lizard mammary glands.
please no. Please no. Man, also we're getting into, like I said, Agori, and the art is just really good. The shadowing is so good. This is the most, detailed our main character's face has been like the entire time.
Yeah, you've got a lot of dramatic lighting on their faces.
Yeah, you really do. He looks fantastic, and it's just kind of cool seeing Zartonia, and it's very pyramids, hard angles, and Agoria is very soft, rounded out off angles. That's kind of neat to see that. Immediately he's there talking to his father, and he's like, "Look, how do you know this is all true?" And his dad just looks at him and goes, "The sacred texts, man. Like, I told you, don't question me." And they're passed down from leader to leader in both Agoria and Zartonia. And the main message was keep our people apart.
How many parents lean on? Because God said so, that's why.
God says, "No, because I said so. My
Yeah.
dad did it. I'm doing it too. His dad did it." Yeah,
Oh yeah,
that's.
I just meant that Bible Belt,
Oh yeah.
trope with, yeah.
Oh yeah.
'Cause it's in the Bible, that's why.
I do love this though. He's all like, "We had this information. Salula had it was same message that they had. They held their power and such." So he goes. The information that you use to manipulate the people. He's like, "Well, yeah, but for a good cause, or sorry, a just cause, the continued existence of all who live." And
Which that was the old paradigm, which
yeah.
he's right, but things are changing.
Yeah, he the they don't know they're in the wrong. They're everyone is doing the right thing for what they think is the right reason, but things are changing.
Yeah.
They're not going to change with it.
You've got to shift gears sometimes.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that he looks his he looks at his dad, and he's like, "Well, it doesn't sound so bad when you put it that way." Like, "Oh, well, all you do is explain it." And I don't know, he's kind of like almost being sarcastic with his dad, and he's like, "Look, I don't. Your mother was never this jovial. She never joked around as much." And he's like, "I'm not used to being on the same side of you. This is kind of new territory for this, and kind of feels weird." But his dad's like, "Yeah, look, it's a welcome change." He looks kind of stressed, and then he's like, smiles. He's like, "Okay." And he his
He almost
dad's
had a
like,
Santa Claus look to him there.
he kind of does. If he had jolly red cheeks and not a crystal in his forehead,
Yeah.
the third eye, as they call it. So he's trying to explain to him, like, "Look, the importance now of not bringing the people together. We need to go and find Salila and like get ahead of this, because she's going to keep explaining stuff and it's spreading the message. So your task is to go find her." And he's like, "Well, yeah, that could take a little time." So something's kind of interesting the way they drew him. He looks like in the last page though, when he's like, "Well, it doesn't sound so bad when you say it that way or put it that way." He looks like he's like 16. In this last panel, he looks like freaking Reed Richards. They have a thing where they draw him really young looking and like older man looking. It's weird.
It's the lines on the face.
I think so. It's probably the lighting more than anything else.
Well, that yeah, that creates it, but it
Yeah.
creates the illusion of wrinkles when you add lines to their face. There was an old drawing book. It may have even been like How to Draw Comics a Marvel Way that warned against like putting too many lines on a young character's face.
This ages them. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that as long as they taught you how to draw feet in
Yeah.
there. So we're going back to Zerda. Or Zeta. Sorry.
It's Zerda and
And Salila.
Vector Theta.
Vector Theta, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's, she basically she reactivates Vector Theta once more. And explains, like, "Look, I'm too beat up. I cannot keep on doing what I've been doing. There's no way I can, finish my mission. But this little being here, Salila, she'll do it for you."
And vector computers are not morning people.
They're not. "Why
That
do you awaken, Vector Sigma?"
right? They always start off grouching at you like they need their coffee first or something. Yeah.
Or shake their proverbial fist at the sky.
Right.
Now the they it says Zerda, look, like What do you want me to do? What's your command? Like, look, I can't do this. I'm too damaged, and you need to give the power that this being needs to finish the unity. And the Vector Theta is like, are you sure about this? And she's like, yeah, I'm certain. So we cut back. There's like a lot of jumping back with this back and forth. It's almost like an episode of a TV show.
Yeah.
It's things happening all at the same time, so you get a sense of the urgency, the building up of tension, which I like. It helps not get bogged down in a scene for too long.
Man, I'd love to see us get an Energon Universe cartoon.
Oh my God. That would have been fantastic, but I don't know.
Something about like what they're doing with Invincible
That
on
would be
Amazon.
fantastic.
Yeah.
God, yes. So,
Hasbro, do this. Make it happen.
Well, Kirkman has a lot of pull. I mean, he's creating his own side universe of Image with
Oh,
Skybound,
yeah.
and because of that, I mean, they can call it the Skybound Power Hour. I don't care, whatever.
You're digging way back on Saturday morning for that one.
Oh yeah. The people as old as us will understand that reference. Sorry for everyone else. I just alienated.
They can remember it.
Yeah.
We're getting up there in years.
So Dirac, he leaves his father's chamber and he goes off and he sees his director Elan,
Elander
yeah,
or Elander, I don't know which.
Elander. Yeah, once again, Google Translate. We need that pronunciation. He's kind of confused. He's like, "Well, look, you're not in the cell with me, so you need to betray me." He's like, "No. We're actually, I'm trying to. I would never betray you. We're trying to work together to make, keep unity from happening." And hey, Elander, whatever. He's essentially saying like, your dad has his archaic ways, and I don't think what he believes is right.
Yeah, he calls
So,
them superstitious.
yeah. So in a way, it's almost like your dad, he worries about stuff that isn't really viable anymore. So yeah, he's saying superstitious, but
He's a skeptic.
he's yeah. He's
He's like, just so because some old books say this, I don't believe it. I have to see evidence for it.
Oh my God. Well, we don't do that.
Right?
What evidence? We're not an
Yuck.
evidence-based society. We believe whatever the leader says. But
Leader.
Dirac, he's like half in shadows. He's like, "Have you read the sacred text?" He's like, "Well, no, but I know what they say, man." It's like, "Have you read the incomplete Bible?" "But no, but I know what the stories are about." "Okay, well, that's cool. You can't quote it, but you know what
Got
they're
the
about."
Cliff's Notes.
Yeah, man. I haven't read the Bible in years, but I can tell you like a lot of the stories, and they make sense to me, and like what they're trying to put out, and so I get what Elander is trying to say here. He's like, "No, look, fear of an unimagined looming catastrophe is not enough to keep our people apart and allow half of them to live in squalor and misery." Which, last thing he knows is that the Zertonians are living like they're in bad shape. They're trying to find power to so they don't fall apart as a people, because that was recent.
And they were low on water even.
Yeah, that's when we started this comic out. That's what Dirac and Solila were doing. They were trying to go basically get whatever supplies they could, because their people are in need. But the Zertonians are far worse off, or they were far worse off than the Agorians.
Yeah, well, Drock's job was to basically keep the Zirtonians from getting the water.
Yeah, if you keep the people are who are your imagined enemies, if you keep them needing supplies, they can't attack you. You cut off the supply lines, and they're going to be pretty easy to control.
Right. And I mean, Elander's deal here is like, yeah, he's wanting to do it for the right reasons, but he's wanting to go about it the wrong way because he's completely dismissing the sacred texts, which are warning of this catastrophe, which unity would cause. So he's okay with, reunifying, but he doesn't want to, he's not going to prepare for the catastrophe that's coming. which you have
Exactly.
to do both.
So everyone, like I said, we've already talked about already in this episode, everyone is doing what they think is the right thing. There's not really any clear villain here. It's a lot of people sending it for their own principles and what they think is the right and what's they think is true.
Yeah, none of them are bad people.
No, they are all are doing this for what they think is the right reasons. But the difference is Dirac and Celila, they know more about what's right and what's wrong. They've met people who are help have taught them that these things are not real. Now Celila has a lot more knowledge of what's going on, especially now
Oh,
that she has this
yeah.
power. Yeah.
She's been hanging out with their creator.
Yeah, pretty
I
much.
mean,
Hey, God, what else can you tell me about how this came about? Oh, well, let me tell you all about the great being that's trapped in the black hole in your ring. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff that Dirac really doesn't say he doesn't fall into his dad's thought processes because he's disregarding what Celila says. He just doesn't really know. He's being tor like pulled 20 different ways here. So.
right, and I feel like Dirac isn't being completely honest with his dad. I feel like his loyalty is still towards Celila.
Which we'll get to that at the end of this issue.
Yeah.
But I mean, Alondra is, he's kind of saying like, look, what if it's all true, the ticker tasks? And he's like, it's not as absurd like you're saying. Like he's disregarding everything. But
Yeah, he's too skeptical. He won't even consider the possibility.
look, I know there's pictures of astronauts on the moon, but are you sure that wasn't on the sound stage? They can do that, Yeah. Anyways, that's kind of how he's treating it. Like, well, I mean, come on, really? We really beat the Russians and Russians to the moon? Oh yeah, do you really believe that? So,
But hey, we believe those pictures of Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat.
yeah, I mean, there was a book about that, right? It's completely factual and happened exactly the way it said it. And there's no transliteration from different texts and different languages over the years.
This is just a great exercise of confirmation bias.
Yeah. Oh God, yes. We cut back to Celila, and Victor Theta has done it, has granted the power. And I love this. I n return now to the hollow comfort of oblivion. I'm going back to sleep. Don't
Right.
call me again.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
That was me yesterday.
Yeah. God, I used to work midnights so years ago, and like our friend Matt, he used to go by Roadbuster on the AAG forums. They him and some friends were trying to get me to go have some dinner and drinks with the guys. And they kept throwing rocks at my window. I slept right through it because I worked overnights. It was terrible. Like, oh, I'm gonna go back to sleep now. Don't bother me. Yeah, so I get that, Victor Zeta.
They needed bigger rocks.
That was back when I had a pager. And my pager was sitting on the desk, and I was out of commission because when you work overnights, work like a dog for 10 hours straight, and you sleep all day, you become a vampire. So nothing's bringing me out of that coffin. So yeah, it's done, and Celila looks good. She's all like polished and looking really really fancy, and the suit's really nice looking. You can tell there's something like different about her. She's got the ear things too. Like the last time I saw her, she didn't have the ear things. But maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah. Oh, I think she had them before, but they're gone. They've been like ripped off.
Yeah, now they're back. Like she got an upgrade.
Also, her stripes are gone.
Oh, that's what's also right. Yeah, she looks more streamlined, so that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, she had stripes on like her knees and her abdomen and her arms.
I wonder
And
if the
that's all the black part, they're all black now.
Yeah. I wonder if Handroid is gonna be what's gonna tip the balance of like the information here, because the Android's been here the entire time. Looking at that one red fist. The red right hand.
Yep. I was thinking of
Literary
that too.
reference. I feel like I want to put on the Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds song, Red Right Hand.
Whose red right hand was it?
Everyone who would like to know more about the origins of Red Right Hand, read Paradise Lost. Anyways, so it's your homework for this week. Read Paradise Lost and absorb it all. So there, she says like some, I feel strange, like not quite myself. I'm something more. She's like, oh, that's what you are. You've been changed by this power from Vector Zeta. Theta,
Theta.
Theta. God. Yeah, Vector Theta. So sorry. That was too many vectors in the years of the fandom.
It's all Greek to me.
Yeah. So ideally, she's like, they're just trying to figure out where to start. Like, ideally, I like to check in on Dirac. He's the only one who can really help bring unity, and that's an interesting proposal considering what has happened. So Salila starts thinking, I gotta find Dirac. And instantly, there's this nightmarish thing of these tendrils from the floor start rising up, and basically, it looks like nightmare hentai fuel, but like
Yeah, they're engulfing her.
yeah. And even like one on her leg looks like octopus tentacle.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
Oh,
not.
well, I mean, there's definitely like several suction cup
Yeah, look at the one
references on
behind her
this.
right leg. That looks like a like those like squids have that those flippers that have like the heart of the almost
Yeah,
like.
that's their tentacles, are the ones that have
Yes.
the little flange on the end, and the others
That's
are arms.
that's right. I didn't take marine biology, thank you. I just dissected. So he basically
Sushi doesn't count.
says that was one of the worst smelling classes I ever took was zoology.
It's funny, when I took paleo, the teacher said the only difference between a biology class and this class is that our specimens don't stink anymore.
And let me tell you, sharks stink. They're the smelliest thing I'd ever dissected. And they had little baby sharks inside that which looked really weird.
Do 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 do.
The baby sharks were really weird looking. They were in, yeah. Anyways, that's a whole nother nightmare of fuel for people who don't want to hear about that. So,
Gonna make kids cry now.
God,
Baby shark was there.
I'm glad Baby Shark was in the song when we did that class. Do, do,
Oh, that would have been in all your heads.
do. Oh, squalene oil sucks. Anyways, yeah, she's like,
Moving on.
yeah, so what's happening? The sacred ring is at your command. Like you're thinking you want to go see Dirac, and sacred ring is like, I'll make that happen. Watch. So Celila is psychically linked to the ring, which that's kind of cool.
It's like she's become one with it.
Yeah, kind of cool, kind of creepy. But I feel like almost that has to be that way in order for her to help achieve unity. You have to be able to bring both sides of the ring together. So I think we're going to see. My guess is we're going to see Dirac being the other half of that because these two sides of the ring have to come together.
Right. They're gonna be a duocon.
Oh, the robot with two backs. The so
Lots of Shakespeare today.
yes. So yeah, we fast forward to Dirac and his father. They're looking at the Energon well, is pulling Energon out of the ring, and like his dad's like, I don't know if I trust this, hopefully this energy isn't gonna like sabotage us in some way. And Dirac's like, look, I saw Energon save someone,
Someone.
absolutely not Celila, the enemy, someone's life by applying it to their mind eye, the third eye. And Springer called it the Energon port. And the Sacretechs say nothing about that.
Or no,
Or
yeah, sacred texts say anything
anything
about
about that? I'm
that?
sorry. That, yeah. And it Dirac is being kind of bitchy to his dad, but he's trying to prove a point, and his dad doesn't take it really well. He's like,
Yeah, he's prodding him.
so I'm just meant to get used to this tone from you now. From now on, he's like, it's probably for the best. He's basically telling his dad, you might want to get used to me being a big jerk because I know stuff now and I'm not as sheltered as I used to be.
Yeah, his dad's a grumpy old man, and
Well, his dad's set in his own ways, his old ways.
yeah.
I'm trying to think, there's so many literary references to that. The new generation, essentially, you know, we if we're gonna, you know, live, we have to like understand that things are gonna have to change. So that sort of thing. But we go back to outside and where Hot Rod and Cupper are chatting. And it's funny, the way they draw a Hot Rod, he really does look like a young kind of brash soldier. I don't know what how they do it. You know, there's something said for the way that IDW did Rodimus Hot Rod. They very much gave him an anime-like hard angles, very Cybertronian, different kind of look. But
Yeah.
this is using the Sunbow model,
Oh yeah, this is definitely leaning on like the way he looked in the movie.
it looks really good. He looks young. You kind of almost hear his voice as like young Hot Rod, you know, like the turbo revving young punk. But yeah, they're Springer's trying to tell him how to, you know, he can probably attach like a rocket sled or to his shuttle. He can get out of there because his whole thing is Springer hasn't been able to get out because the event horizon from the black hole has prevented him from
Yeah, the
leaving.
gravity has been holding him
Yeah,
there.
the gravity well. Go watch The Black Hole from Disney. It's an underrated movie.
Oh yeah,
Anyways,
it's a fun movie.
that's very scientific. Springer doesn't realize how bad things have gotten because he's talking about bringing back Energon and how it's gonna, you know, like it'll probably sustain you guys for a few months. And Hot Rod's like, look, you know, little one's been pretty good about rationing. This is gonna last us like a year. And Springer's like, what? That's bad.
Yeah, he's like, things are that dire.
Yeah, and he asked about Optus Prime in the company, and as far as Hot Rod is, they're still lost. So this is all happening right around Transformers Comic coming out with Skybound. So everyone that's on Earth, all the Autobots and Decepticons, they're lost, and everything's bad on Cybertron. So you have Alita One with their failing reserves of troops. You know, everything that's happening is happening. I feel like it's doing a good job of happening at the same time. So, you know, Hot Rod wouldn't know anything about what's happening in like during these issues
Yeah,
with
he's been gone for a while.
And of course Springer's been gone even longer out there, like trapped on his in his lab out there. And you know, his Dirac shows back up in his outfit, his uniform, and he's like, all right, Dad, what's the mission? There's His dad, you know, talks about the functioning Energon well, and he wants to make sure they can't have that advantage because once again, you can't control someone's supply lines. They have a better chance to have an even hand or even, you know, basis, which.
Well, and he found out from Elander that the Zertonians, you know, are actually ahead of them with their Energon resource.
It doesn't say it outright, but Dirac knows where all the information came from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's playing coy with it. Like, he
Yeah.
doesn't know where it came
So
from.
I think what you're saying about he's being very guarded. And he's just kind of making his dad think he's going along with it. Actually, plays more into this. So that actually kind of gives way more of that. And he's talking about he I haven't I've not been able to make contact with Premier Zlilak. In some time, which is really unusual. So obviously something's going on with Zlilak the Barbarian. And the he kind of wants Dirac to go check it out. Like, you know, you're sending me a Zertonian in a jump jet. Like, look, we're trying to get long here. We're actually doing pretty good. Why are you doing this? He's like, no, don't
Why are you
misunderstand.
sending me on a suicide mission?
Yeah. No, I just want you to do a quick flyby. Just scout it out, see how everything's going. He worries that Zlilak's been overthrown, which I don't know.
Yeah, he's worried there's been a coup because he's not hearing from him at all.
Which I don't know. Is Proximus has he committed a coup, or is he just taking advantage of the fact that the throne's empty?
A little bit of both,
Yeah,
maybe, you know.
a little column A, a little column B.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a power
We'll see
vacuum.
when Zlilak gets
Yeah,
back.
and the fit like he's
But
taking advantage of the power vacuum, I think, is, you know, and like he's worried about that that Zartonio is going to be thrown into chaos, and Direct's like, that would be. And then we have bunny ears jumping out of the floor. Celilla emerges from the floor in the throne room of Agoria.
Oh yeah, just right out of all the tentacles that are in the floor.
She wanted to see her boy Dirac, and here we are. And yeah, he's like, "Is that you?" She's like, "Yeah, it is, but I've changed for a I've been changed and shaped for this divine purpose." So she's almost talking really just cryptically, and he's making jokes like, "Oh, it sounds painful." Yeah, and then the hand droid's like, but he wouldn't believe the things I've seen. So that makes me believe that the hand droid's gonna make a have a point in helping to bridge the gap of knowledge here. So that it's kind of a cool thing that they that he gave it to her. So there's the last, I believe this page ends. It's he she meets Minister Doolin, which is Dirac's father, and he's like, "Hey, it's a pleasure to meet. I was honored to meet you. I've no doubt Dirac has been able to explain our situation to you." And basically, he's like, "We got to unify us, or we're gonna die." And he's like, and Dirac's like, "Yeah, so about that." And his dad loses it because she showed up out of the floor in the throne room,
Yeah.
which you shouldn't do. I mean, that's just asking for trouble from, people who are pretty, I don't know, it's good for, not I would say they're pretty distrustful. Let's just put it that way. Just leave it very vague there.
And she's got the handroid.
And he is hissed. "You invaded our sacred space. You are unwelcome here, and you have a hand droid. That's forbidden. Drac, kill her."
Yeah, he calls her a spy. Execute the spy at once.
Yeah, the spy once. And Drax looking at her and she's looking at him, and he's like, it's probably about to happen, and hopefully it does.
Well, there's a lot of tropes at play here. Like, you've got what Falstaff and Hal, Prince Hal, from was it Henry the Fourth with Dirac and his dad. Then you've got like Romeo and Juliet with Celilla and
Star-crossed
Dirac.
lovers.
Yeah. And then now you've almost got like the Moses before Pharaoh.
Yeah, and of course, Pharaoh is not happy with Moses, so.
Yeah. Well, I see it 'cause they said repeatedly in the Exodus story, Pharaoh hardened his heart and yeah.
You know, that's kind of saying about oh my gosh, I'm forgetting his name right now, the leader of the Agorians and Dirac, his father and Dirac. Dirac is almost making he's softening his dad. He is. He's humanizing his dad. He's trying to like find like a middle ground. He's almost being a diplomat for Celila, and Celila's like, "Good morning, everyone," and then it just ruins all that. She didn't do it on purpose. She was just like thought it was like this is what how it has to be.
This is the first time she used her powers.
Yeah, she I don't think she really understood what she was doing or meant to do what she did, so.
Well, and she didn't even know where he was, but yeah.
No, she's just like, "I want to see him." That would be really creepy.
And you almost wonder, okay, is this really her, or is this like an avatar created out of the ring on that side, or did she actually like travel all the way through the ring?
And
I mean,
if she's one with the ring, can she just use the she use the components of the ring to reform her wherever she wants? That's
right.
very, yeah, that's
What
where.
was that? It's like in D&D when you'd astral project to another plane and it would like build you out of the stuff of the plane, but you're still back where you started.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was thinking, could it be something like that? We'll see, but
Yeah, I'm sure it'll
that's
explain
something I was
everything.
considering. Yeah.
Man, I'm so that's how the issue ends, and I'm excited though, because number 19 features our boy, the Skeksoid.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not a flashback issue. I hope we're getting a return of Spock.
Well, I'm wondering if it's gonna like It's going to help bring in all the other players going on right here, the Cobra Law and the Quintessons, and we're bringing them closer. It's like it's gonna, we've done all this on the Sacred Ring, and now we're
Yeah,
gonna go
and
back
since
to the
this
other
is the end
players.
of this arc.
Yes, it is. So this is the
Yeah.
next arc is probably getting. I said this like last issue, like this is leading up to the end of this arc. It's gonna get really big. Now apparently they're gonna drag this thing out forever. So
Oh yeah.
maybe in the
Well, it's
next.
an arc within an arc within an arc, you know.
Arc within an arc within an
Now,
arc. Yep.
oddly enough, this reprints the same letter page that was in
Oh.
G.I. Joe.
Oh. Wonder that was a mistake. Huh.
Yeah, it's odd, but it's verbatim the same letter page. Now it's laid out a little differently though.
It's
So
laid out in their text and their or their fonts and their colors.
yeah, and the paragraphs don't line up quite
No.
the same, but
Probably because of
yeah, because
that.
I actually put them side by side. I was like, wait a minute, I've read all this before, because I'd dive right in, and it's got the like where he tells me, if we can live without your forgiveness, to was it Aaron? Was that his name? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Aaron. Yeah, where you told him, yeah, we can live without your forgiveness as long as you keep enjoying the Energon universe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah, it's the same letters that we touched on before.
and
There's.
Lorenzo,
Oh
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
go ahead.
I was gonna say, Lorenzo is taking a sabbatical from this, so we're not gonna see, his influence. He's doing some other projects. Lorenzo De Felici
Yeah,
is the
and Connor
artist.
Hughes is taking over as the artist.
Now, Connor Hughes, what do we is have we seen anything from him?
Oh yeah, you've seen like one of the covers you went out of your way to purchase, the Walking Dead cover
Oh
with
yeah.
Transformers. Yeah, or was
Oh.
it Void Rivals? Not Transformers, but
Yeah,
yeah,
Void
he did
Rivals.
that cover.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm excited then. That's gonna be great.
and he did another alternate cover I've seen of Duroc riding on top of Hot Rod. So yeah, no, his artwork looks great.
Okay,
And
good. We're not gonna see any kind of change. I mean, honestly, though, look, unless there was a there were they were kind of co penciling this, but I mean the art in this
he
issue,
has some different style, but it's good. I like
yeah.
his work. You can check out like his Instagram and
Okay,
yeah,
yeah, definitely.
and
I'll look to Connor
things
Hughes.
like
Okay,
that. Yeah.
Connor, not Connor.
Yeah, one N.
Cooner, Connor Hughes.
You and
So,
these names.
hey,
You
I'm reading phonetically, man. I'm an American. I read things
just
like
start butchering
American.
Robert Kirkman next.
The Kirkman? What are you talking
I
about?
knew
Robert Kirkman.
you're going to go with Robert. I knew
You're
you're going to go with the
better.
French.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on.
That's all the wine talking there.
Je m'appelle Robert Kirkman. So, yeah, man, that it's fast issue. Man, these fast issues fly by. There's so much going on. And it happens like an episode of a thriller of show.
They're always too short. I always want more. And that's the old adage in showbiz is always leave them wanting more. And
They
these
always
Energon
do.
Universe comics always do.
I mean, the G.I. Joe one did, this does.
And you count the pages and you're getting, like 21, 22
You're
pages
getting a full issue.
just like we always got, but man, it don't feel like it.
It feels there's, I think a lot of the time that we're also seeing the fact that you're not reading essays, which is good because they don't really need it in this. They're getting a lot
Right.
of information. On some pages, there's like a lot of exposition. Some pages, there's just not, but it tells a lot with the visuals. They do a really good job of that. And I mean, really, you think about it, the Kirkman's running this game, and he, if you ever read, I know you have, people who are here watching us, listening to us, you've read the Walking Dead comics. They do so much with such little dialogue a lot of the time. There, it's honestly some of the greatest storytelling. So I love that. One of my
Well, I think
favorite.
when comics outgrew the need to have the editor like fill you in on every little backstory in the like margins,
Yeah.
that when they outgrew that, I think it helped comics really just start moving forward as narratives.
Yeah, there's an issue of Ultimate Spider-Man. I can't remember what issue it is. It was completely dialogue free. It was after a 9/11, and there was no dialogue at all. It was a fan. No, it wasn't 9/11. I think MA died in this issue. It was, and when Aunt May died, yeah, there was no dialogue in the entire issue, but it was a freaking fantastic issue because it told so much with just the art.
Well, one of the most popular comics from the original G.I. Joe run was like the Snake Eyes issue that also had no dialogue.
Yeah,
It was
that's
all
actually true.
action.
Yeah, so honestly, they tell a lot of the story with this. There's a lot going on really fast. I love the whole all the stuff with bringing in, like, it's bringing in Transformers because they're kind of the they're the reason for the season. They're the reason why this is all like the way it is, why the people are why the Zertonians and the Agorians were born and created. They were created as a way to stop the impending doom of this new evil being that we are going to find out more about. And so you inevitably they're drawn into this. It's like the event horizon of the story brings in all sorts of different races and different properties.
Right.
So it's kind of perfect that they were talking about the event horizon of the black hole, because the black hole brings all of these elements together. With all we got the Kerbala ship coming in, we've got the Quintessons coming in, we've got
Yes, and yeah, the
Skeksoids.
Quintessons are on their way too. Yeah.
Yeah, Skeksoids are here. The Transformers are here. The Agorians, the Zertonians, we have Vectors Z Theta, and it's a great symbolic thing to have this as a black hole, a ring of unity in space, to just bringing everything in together.
I'm
So,
really curious to see what's eventually going to tie all these storylines together.
I'm really interested to see how they're going to do that with some of the stuff with G.I. Joe, because G.I. Joe seems to be a little different because of how they treated Megatron with all this. If that's
But they
what.
hinted towards that because, Duke said in the last issue that they need to get back to what their original mission parameters were, was, figuring out what's going on with these robots.
Yeah, and I'm really curious about all that. So we'll see what's going on with it. It's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be, it may take a little while to bring this all together. It's like herding cats with all these storylines, but I'm sure Kirkman has a story Bible where he wants to go with all this.
He's got a roadmap laid
Yeah,
out.
exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really glad to see someone who loves season 3 of Transformers and also is treating Transformers like a grown-up property, like I think a lot of us have wanted for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm loving that. So with
Seeing
this.
how this is done, I really want to see Skybound GoBots.
God, yes. Well, and
Yeah.
they're in the same universe. That's an own property of Transformers. So you could
Right. Well, even if
easily
they
do
did it
this.
as their own separate little thing, I would still love to see how they treated it.
I
Because,
think they could easily have it in the same universe, but not interconnected,
yeah.
like the sacred timeline kind of thing. Like it's in the same universe. You just don't have to include them all together.
I
Like
mean, technically, GoBots exist in the sacred timeline.
they do.
Drax hates them.
Oh, it was like a high point of that whole Christmas episode.
That really was. Kevin Bacon, what? Nah, it's all about Psy-Kill's cameo.
Kevin Bacon, he's a good dude. I like Kevin Bacon, but the Psy-Kill cameo, that's all we needed. As
Oh,
soon as
yeah.
I saw images of that, like, I gotta watch this now because obviously it's important.
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious.
So yeah, this has been issue number 18 of Void Rivals, full of spoilers and full of us guessing what's happening next or all that. And
Yeah,
also,
full of conjecture and
yes,
confirmation bias.
I can't. I was trying to find a way to argue that I can't. Also, full of references to our last episode, G.I. Joe number 6, with spoilers, everyone. So check that out. And I'm really happy the way Void Rivals is turning out because I didn't know if I was going to really enjoy the story as it's gone along. It's just been really good. It is like the mucilage that holds all the Energon universe together.
Well, and we've got Free
It's
Comic Book
sticky.
Day coming up on the 3rd.
Yes,
And that's
actually.
when Energon Universe 2025 special number 1 is coming out.
Oh, cool. I actually the little comic shop guy told me that. He's like, come by Saturday, get your free comic. If you don't come by, we'll save them for you. I'm like, because I'm one of their, I guess I'm the Transformers guy there. Shocking, I know.
Who, you?
Yeah,
What?
exactly. I keep looking at their case for like, ooh, Transformers. So
The situation is more dire.
they'll never know where I live. Anyways, so thanks for
Oh,
everyone for
there's
being.
also a Skuxoid cover for this issue.
Oh, there is.
Yes, cover D has a Skuxoid shooting his gun.
Oh, the D's are the best ones. That's why I had to go back and get the last issue of Transformers with cover D, which is the one with like Megatron like being looked at through the mouth of a shard gun.
Oh, and cover C is the other part to that Connor Hughes issue I was telling you about with
Oh.
Derek riding a hot rod. It has
Yeah.
Salila on Hot Rod's hood.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll definitely have to check that out. And I look forward to kind of Hughes's work with this, and we'll see how everything goes with this. And so, everyone, thanks for being here. Please give us a subscribe, give us a thumbs up, give us a review, and come by the Discord because we're all lonely there, and we want to talk to you. And
Give us some comments.
oh yeah, definitely comments. Don't let it be just oh God, what's his name? Black Zarek and like Zadgoff. They're the only
Oh,
ones who
yeah.
keep like commenting, which cool. They're both their own special people, but
You know, they have each other's phone numbers. Why don't they just call each other?
it's it, they want them to be it's like special like they wanted their love to be public.
Like Miss Cleo said, don't put it all out on Front Street.
Did Miss Cleo say that?
Yeah, that was on her like commercial.
Don't put it all out on Front Street.
Just
Yes.
like that.
Yes. I kind of figured that. All right, everyone. Thanks for
You could
being
be the
here
new
this
Miss
week.
Cleo.
Call me now. That's going to be awful. And I apologize to everyone for that one. So, y'all take it easy. Have a great week. And if you want to take us out of here, man.
Bye.
More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.